recorded live.
Good morning, everybody, or afternoon, or evening, wherever you happen to be in this world. This is Wonderful World of Ours on March 3rd, 2007, for episode number 9 of PHP BB Weekly, aired live on TalkShoe. I'm Douglas Bell, with Macister87 in the chat room, and Fountain of Apples on PHPBB.com, and we're here once again to talk about all things PHP BB. So that's, for my opinion, at least the best forum software out there. Your opinion may vary. Love to have you participate in the show. Again, this is a live show. You can join us in the TalkShoe chat room, if you have TalkShoe Live. There's already three others in the chat room right now with me. Love to have you join in. If you're a TalkShoe member, if you have the software, you can just pop right in. Or you can also call in on the show, assuming that my VoIP software lets me hear you, because I've been having problems before, but you can still call in. The number is 724-444-7444. The TalkCast ID number is 12418. And if you have any questions or just general discussion about PHP BB, you can love to have you call in. Or you can just do it straight out of the chat room, and I keep an eye on the chat room when I'm not busy talking away. Got a good show today for you. We're going to be continuing talking about PHP BB3, which is getting closer and closer. But first, I actually wanted to talk to you about something that actually happened to me this week with relation to PHP BB. I actually do go to high school, in case you didn't know. I'm a sophomore there. And my chemistry teacher recently started up his own PHP BB forums, and he asked me to help him with the installation, and so he's been messing with it. And apparently, I went on to the forums this week because he tries to do it for getting offering homework help for everybody, having discussions about stuff in classes. And so I went on this week, and I had a question on one of my homework things and typing it in. And I found something funny happen. Every time I typed in the word mass, M-A-S-S, or the word assume, because those were two words which occurred in my post, they were always changed to backside. And so I was confused for a minute, then I figured it out. You know what he did? He was trying to mess with the word sensors on his thing, and he got a little happy with the wildcard, because PHPBB has word sensor system, which will, anytime it finds a match for the word sensor, it'll replace it with another word you specify. And if you're using an asterisk, which is called a wildcard, then anything that comes before it. So he had done star, A-S-S, star for that, which means any word at all which had A-S-S beginning, middle, or end of it got changed. And considering that he teaches chemistry and physics, that kind of gets difficult because you talk about mass a lot. So I told him this, and he completely cracked up because he messed up his word sensors there. So you want to be careful with the word sensors, that you're not going to be a little too wild card happy, because you can mess up legitimate users. And I don't know, I thought that was pretty funny. He thought it was funny. I put it on my blog about it. And so that was kind of cute this week. Kind of something you want to be careful about. PHPB, you can get a little trigger happy with trying to keep the bad guys out of your system. And that is completely legitimate, because, you know, the word by itself is a bad word to say, and there's also other variations which have things before it and after it, and he kind of wanted to do the quick and easy route and just do a wild card. But the problem is that those are words that you'll see in the middle of completely legitimate words, and so you have to go the whole way and do the word sensors, and yeah, so it is frustrating to try and get your word sensors down, but you got to be careful, because if you try to be a little too general, you're going to mess up regular users. And so that was kind of funny, I thought. So That was something that happened today, this past week. Something else that there was just announced on PHPDB.com, and I want to talk about this because this is, I think, fairly significant relating to PHP BB3. Is that yesterday afternoon for me, or for some people maybe earlier this morning, if you're like in Europe or somewhere, SHS, or he's Jonathan Stanley of the PHP BB, he's the project manager, and he's also the one that takes care of the servers. And I used to be a member on the teams, and I'm not anymore. And John's great. He's really good with server management and the servers at OSU, OSL. And so he's posted that they're going to be doing some basic maintenance for the servers on March 10th of 2007, which is next Saturday. Now, and I noticed this because this brought up a striking similarity to something that happened a while ago. If you remember back last June, that's when PHP BB3, the very first beta, was released on June 17th, which was a Saturday. And right before that, they did some server maintenance. And they didn't mention anything publicly. I was on the team back then, and the server maintenance was clearly because they were expecting PHP BB3 Beta 1 to come out that day, and so they wanted to optimize the servers to be able to handle the load. And that was a good thing because, as it turned out, they actually had over 8,000 downloads of PHP BB3 Beta 1 in the first 24 hours. That's over 10 downloads a second, over 10 gigabytes of bandwidth. That was fairly significant. So they did server maintenance right beforehand. Now, I bring up the server maintenance going to happen next week because I'm not on the team anymore. So I don't know anything, which means I now have permission to spread rumors. And so please do not take this at all as fact. This is a complete rumor. I forgot to mention this podcast is not associated with the PHP BB teams. It's not approved by them, not authorized by them. This is my own little thing. And so this is my own little rumor that perhaps next weekend after this server maintenance, we may see PHP BB3 Release Candidate 1 come out. And if that happens, that will be fairly significant because when PHP BB3 hits the release candidates, that means a number of significant things will happen. One, it's now going to be fully supported by the PHP BB teams. When Release Candidate 1 comes out, whether it happens next weekend or afterwards, it will be fully supported by the PHP BB teams, unlike the limited support that they give right now for the betas. And it's now going to be at a state which is considered fully stable. That's why they're giving it support. You will now, once the release candidates are out, you will now be encouraged to take the time to run the converter package to convert your PHP BB2 boards to PHP BB3 if you so choose. Again, some people are going to say, I like PHP BB2 better, or I've modded my PHP BB2 board so much, so ridiculously much, it's so full of mods that you can't even tell that it's still PHP BB, or maybe something less extreme, that I'm not going to update. And so that's going to be fully acceptable, but if you choose to update, the converter package will now be fully supported beyond just a bug-fixing phase, which is what it's at right now, and you're going to be able to start using PHP BB3 in a fairly stable fashion. And it's good because that's getting a lot more stable. They're fixing up a lot of things. And that's why, as we're getting closer to the release candidate stages, we're starting to cover PHP BB3 features a lot more on PHP BB Weekly. Because there's a lot in there. So we're going to be getting into that today. But I am suspecting, again, this is a complete rumor and have no real evidence to support this at all. But I am suspecting that we might see Release Candidate 1 come out next week. Know that this does not mean that you're going to get to see what the new style looks like. The new style, which is going to come out for PHP BB3, and I know the name of it, but I can't say it because I've still got some team secrets left in my little head. It's supposed to be really cool. It's brand new. I've never seen it because half the team has never seen the style, and it's not going to be shown publicly until PHPBB3 goes final. So you're not going to get to see it in the release candidates. It's not going to happen until it goes final. We don't know when that's going to happen. It'll happen hopefully sometime by the end of the year. And I'm sure the team is looking forward to being able to get PHPBB3 out the door after over 4 years of development. But that's what's been up on the phpbb.com site, so keep your eyes open. The server maintenance happens towards the afternoon my time, or if you're in Europe, it's going to be very late at night on March 10th, 2007. So stay tuned, and of course, Birdie Bear is keeping an eye on the servers, as you can see in the post. And actually, I will make a link to that post and stick it in the chat room so you can take a look at Birdie. Who's going to be keeping an eye on the servers. So today I want to talk about PHPBB3. Again, if you'd like to call in or come or ask questions in the chat room, I'd love to do that. But I want to talk about what PHPBB3 looks like from a user's point of view. Again, if you're on this podcast talking about PHPBB, a lot of what we talk about is from the administrator's point of view. And there's a heck of a lot of stuff in the administrator side of PHPBB3. But I want to spend a week to talk about the stuff that's new on the user's side. Because there's a lot of stuff new on the user's side, too. It's a bit more hidden. And it looks a lot more similar to the forum side of PHPBB2 than if you compare the administrator panels. I mean, version 3 is a world away from PHPBB2 in terms of administrator features. But I want to go and cover PHPBB3's user interface and cover some of the new things that you can see in there. And one of the great things about being able to cover the user interface is that you guys can follow along. PHPBB.teams have a special area, if you have not heard about it before. It's pretty well known, called Area 51, and it's a back end for PHPBB development. It's got all the information about the upcoming versions of PHPBB, information on the CVS statistics, information on how you can get CVS, the latest, all the coding guidelines for PHPBB3, and it's got the development board, which has been pretty much a big testing ground for all the latest PHPBB3 development code. It's not running a beta. It is running the latest, or within the last few days, latest development version of PHPBB3. And it's a great way for getting testing. And so it's also been a great way for users to be able to try out the latest things on PHPBB3, because anyone can register, and there's testing forums there's discussion forums, and it's also the home of EasyMod. So if you've been using EasyMod, you've probably been able to see Area 51. And so everything I'm going to talk about today, up until we get to talk about moderation, are going to be things that you can follow along if you are registered on phpbb.com, Area 51, that is. And one of the things you'll notice is that if you've registered, you no longer have the long registration form where you can fill in all those optional details that don't matter later. They have trimmed it down now to the bare essentials for registering, so you can enter your username, an email address, and a password, and your visual confirmation code, or CAPTCHA for those, if you will. And then you will verify your email, and then you're in. End of story. So very easy now to register on PHPBB3. Then you're going to go on here, and you're going to look, and it's going to say, it looks very similar to PHPBB2. I mean, maybe a few more links and stuff, but, you know, doesn't look much different. A lot of stuff has changed. And one of the things you'll notice is that there is a completely new system for being able to view forums. You may notice that there are a few links. If you're looking on Area 51, they have two links at the top, and boards can have unlimited number of links. There's links to the main site. Here you can see links to the bug tracker and the beta support forum. And very simple, you click on the link, it takes you there. So, big deal. Not much for the user to see. But let's move on to subforums, because PHPBB3 now introduces subforums. These are things you have seen on other forums, like Envision Power Board, and I think vBulletin has them, and a number of other boards have subforums. Well, PHP-BB3 has them. And there, if you go into some test sites, there have been some test sites which they have gotten quite carried away with their subforms, and you can end up going to like a black hole of subforms. So very simple. If you go in, if you're on Area 51, you can go down to the bottom. There's a testing subform. You click on it, and what's it going to give you on the top? It gives you more subforms that you can go down into, or you can stick in the testing subform and go there. And so if you click on categories now, also categories are like forums. They can have subforums. You just can't post in categories. And so you can click and you can see more forums. And I've seen some test sites, they have subforums that are as many as 15 levels deep. And you can get fairly lost in there, except that there's a bar at the top now on every page which shows you the path you got down into. So if you're going many subforums, then you can now quickly get out and go back to wherever forum you need to go. So it gives you a path. So you're not going to be completely lost in the dark, which is good. You don't want to get lost in subforums. Again, most boards probably won't have that many subforums because eventually it gets ridiculously confusing. But there can be an unlimited number of subforums. So let's enough with browsing around here. Let's talk about posting. If you're going to make a post, well, I'm going to make a new topic. I'm on the testing subforum, and there's a few new things. Again, something I should mention and I forgot to mention is that everything I talk about could look different on different boards because administrators may turn some of these features on, they may turn some of these features off, they may customize things. So I'm going to give you the experience you can get on Area 51, and that's the default experience. Again, administrators may turn things on or off. One thing you'll notice is that for most boards, you may see that there's an option you can choose a topic icon. And these are sort of like smileys, but they kind of are like an identifier for your topics. And there are some mods that have done this in PHP-BB2. And so you can pick an icon if you want, and that's going to put a little icon next to your post. So, like, you can pick an exclamation point to say that this is an important topic, or you can pick the question mark to say, I have a question. Of course, your subject is still there. Font size and your BB code is all still there. You still have smileys. And you can make your post. And font colors, there's now a thing on the pane on the right side which lets you pick font colors. So it replaces sort of the old drop-down menu which you had. Of course, you can still use all your BB codes the way you want. There's also a new way for clicking the buttons on BB codes. And I've personally found the way of BB codes in PHP-BB2 kind of confusing. You click on the button and it does the start BB code, you type and you have to click it to close the BB code tag, and sometimes you mess up. Not anymore. On PHP-BB3, when you do a BB code, if you click the button, it's going to insert automatically the opening and closing tags, and it's going to move your insertion mark right in the middle. This is brand new, and I think it really is a lot easier to use the BB codes now, because you don't have to worry about opening tags, forgetting to close tags, and having it automatically insert tags at the end. It makes a lot more sense now. You just click it, you type what you want, and you're going to type more, click it again, pick another one, and it's going to stick it right there, right where you want it. You can even stick it in the middle. It's very smart. So a much easier way for entering BB codes. Some forums, not all of them, depending on where you are, will allow you perhaps to upload attachments. I'm sure many of you have been familiar with the attachment mod, which is done by Acid Burn from the development team. And the attachment mod has now been built directly into PHP-BB3. And it's fairly similar to the way it worked before. So for some forums, if they have it supported, you will see a form which lets you upload an attachment. And the settings are all there. It's fairly similar. I don't think it's available for demo on PHP-BB3. But if you use the attachment mod before, you will already know how to use attachments in PHP-BB. Another really nice new feature is that there is now a save button. This allows you to save a draft. So if you don't want to have your post show up right away on the board, then you can hit save as draft, and it will be saved for you. It will not be publicly viewable, and you can come back to it later. And so that's pretty much the way the forums work now on PHPBB. So I want to move over to the user control panel, because a lot of all of the things, the extra things you had on PHPBB too, the profile stuff and the private messages and some other thing and groups and all that, they're now all taken care of for the user from the user control panel, and you get the link up on the top. And so you go to the user control panel, and the first thing you're going to see is sort of a dashboard overview. So any important global announcements on the board, you can see right there. You can see your most recent activities, your most active forum, your most active topic. On the side, there's links to manage things. So subscriptions is an option you can do. Subscriptions, if you are just like watching a topic back in PHPBB2. So PHPBB2, you can watch a topic, you can receive an email anytime you receive a topic. Well, that's been greatly expanded in PHPBB3, because now you can manage all those topics that you are subscribed to right from your user control panel, and you can easily, if you want to, stop watching those topics. You can check them ones you don't want to watch, you can unwatch them, there's links there, you can see what's new. And also what's new is that in PHPBB3, you can now watch whole forums. So anytime a new topic is made in a forum, you will receive an email if you're watching that forum. And you can manage it right here from PHPBB3. Again, all this depends if it's turned on by the administrator, so your mileage may vary. You can manage your bookmarks. Bookmarking is sort of like watching topics, however, you aren't going to receive emails. So if you're seeing a topic that you might want to come back to later, but you don't want to receive an email if it gets updated with a reply, you can bookmark the topic, and then it's just going to be listed right there, all your bookmarked topics. You can come back and you can manage it from there. Drafts. Again, if you're saving a post as a draft, then you can see all the drafts that you've made. And there's two options you can do next to each draft. There's one called View/Edit, and there's one called Load Draft. View/Edit is for if you're not planning to post that draft right now, but if you want to go back and you want to edit your draft, or maybe you want to delete it, fix something in it, then you're good. You can hit submit, and you're good to, and it's saved again. If you want to post your draft onto the forums, you would click Load Draft, and what that's going to do is that's going to take you over to the full-blown posting form, and it's going to upload your draft there. You can edit it, and then you can post it for real, and then your draft will be deleted, and it's now posted on the board for everyone else to see. So a really nice way, very simple, to be able to manage drafts. And if you've uploaded any attachments to the board, you can manage your attachments. The profile has been moved into the user control panel now, so you can, and it's now been divided between profile and preferences, and everything has been grouped together, so you can see your profile with your instant messages. You can edit your signature. There's a brand new signature editor which lets you have BB code, and you can preview it and all that, and it's really cool. You can edit your avatar. You can edit other account settings. Also, something that's new on PHPBB3 is you can, if you choose to, you can set a birthday, if that's enabled on your board. You can set a day and a month, and then it's going to say happy birthday to you on the board when your birthday comes. You can set a year if you want, and that's going to then say how old you are on the board on your birthday. And that's all, and those birthdays are usually listed on the index page, the forum index. Forum preferences lets you set some preferences on the board, and there's a lot more preferences now. There's a new way for setting time. So daylight savings time has now finally been supported in PHPBB3. It doesn't change automatically. You have to change it yourself. But you can now set your time zone and then go back and turn yes or no on when daylight savings time is in effect. There's also a brand new way for doing date format. So no more of the weird PHP date syntax stuff. You can now set it the way you want. Or if you want to be fancy, you can pick custom and pick a custom date format for yourself. Posting defaults are here. Display options are here. Private messages have been moved into the user control panel, and these have now been very greatly overhauled to be much more of an email-like system. So if first you click private message, it's going to take you to the place you can compose a message. And again, composing messages is a lot like composing messages for in PHPBB2, or just doing a regular post on here. You still have the PM icons if they're enabled. You can now send to multiple members on your the board. Again, this needs to be enabled by the administrators, but you can now send PMs to multiple users, and sometimes it may be enabled that you can also send blind carbon copies. So you can, and so you just find a member on the left side. You so say I'm going to send one. I'm not really going to send one to Acid Burn. I'll hit add, and he's there. And then I can go ahead now and add another member to this private message and send one to multiple members, and you can remove current ones there. And if the board is not on Area 51, but there are boards which have blind carbon copies, and that simply means that the people who are in the to list will not know that it went to the users in the blind carbon copy list. And it's like email. It's really cool. There's still the inbox and the outbox and the sent messages. However, you can also, on some boards, create folders that you can customize and you can send messages to. So you can categorize all your messages into folders. You also can save drafts of your private messages, and there's other options you can set for yourself. And so that's pretty much a quick run-through of the important stuff for PHP BB3 users. Again, a lot of stuff has been overhauled, and there's more fancy stuff for if you're on user groups. We'll cover user groups, we'll cover moderators in future episodes of PHP BB Weekly. But there's a lot of stuff there, and that's probably just the tip of the iceberg. Again, you can read the README files, which are in PHP BB3, and there's going to be more documentation coming out as time goes on. You're listening to PHP BB Weekly. I am Douglas Bell, Webmaster87 in the chat room. I'd love to have you call in if you have any discussion or questions about PHP BB. Again, this is a live show. This is a user-participating show. Or if you want, you can be in the chat room and comment. We have Randulo in the chat room right now, and a number of other people who were here left, and that's fine. If you're listening live through the live stream, love to have you come in and join us. I want to move on to the mod pick of the week, the mods and styles picks of the week. And so for the first time I thought, you know, I now picked 8 mods on PHP BB Weekly. They had 8 mod picks, but I have never done a BB Code mod. Now, and that's because BB Code mods are kind of in a different category than other mods, because all they do is they add additional BB codes to your board. Everyone knows what BB Codes is. It's those things that you can type, and they replace HTML, and they make it easy. So, and BB Code mods allow you to add more BB codes. Now, the thing about BB Code mods is that for all of them that you download from phpbb.com, you need to have another mod called the Multiple BB Code Mod installed to run them. So this isn't the mod of the week, but this is simply what you need to have if you're going to use BB Code mods. There is a link in the chat room. And so if you're going to use BB Code mods, you have to install this. This allows you to be able to easily install other BB Code mods to add more BB codes, and it organizes them, and it lets you have little buttons. And so other BB codes mostly will require this mod. So before you install the YouTube Video BB Code mod by Michael Tripp on phpbb.com, that's the mod pick of the week. You need to have the Multiple BB Code mod installed. But so the YouTube Video BB Code, obviously, as you can guess, it's going to allow you to easily embed videos from YouTube.com. And YouTube, as you don't know, is a very popular place for sharing videos, and it's really gained popularity in 2006, and it's just getting better and better. So YouTube Video BB Code, all you have to do is type in, the tag is called YouTube, so you have the bracket, YouTube, end bracket, enter the URL to where the video is, which is in a form of youtube.com/watch?v=, and some weird code, and then the slash YouTube tag. And that's going to immediately do a flash embedded video from YouTube right there in the post. It just takes the YouTube flash player, it embeds it in the post, and you can just go ahead and play YouTube video right there from your post. And so I think it would be really cool to have, because a lot of people now are using YouTubes to share videos, if you talk about videos on your forum, this probably is a must-have for users to be able to embed YouTube videos right into their posts. So you can get it from phpbb.com. I think I put a link in the... Yes, I put a link in the chat room. It's phpbb.com, view topic. The topic number is 375183. Very easy to install, about 5 minutes to install, assuming you have the multiple BB code mod already installed. And so that's going to be the mod pick for the week. Style pick for the week. This is something really cool that I found on PHP BB Hacks. It's called Vision 2 by, the author name is Sum Lin. I don't know if that's a real name or just a username, but the Vision 2 template, and this is really cool because they described it as a portal-like template. So 780 pixels wide, it's centered, and they say it looks a lot like a portal. And I said, okay, fine. So I went to look at the demo, and when it loaded, I actually at first thought that I was looking at a portal page, not a form. That's how cool it is. I'm going to put a link to the demo in the chat room, so you can take a look, and it's kind of cool. It's got kind of a blue-black back feel to it, but again, it's a white background. It's kind of got this fluid, very professional look for a portal. Instead of having the toolbar up on top with the links, they now have the login form and the links and all that on the left side, and the list of forums they isn't in the traditional table view, where they have all the outlines and stuff. Now they have, it really does look like as if you have like a news, they replace the news articles with like the forum list, and they have the latest post on the right side with kind of a gray background. And I thought, I was taken aback when I saw this style, and it looks really, really cool. And it's very professional looking style too. So it is Vision 2 style. It is fairly recently updated, and you can get it on phpbbhacks.com/download/7600. And so those are the mod and styles picks for the week. I want to say hi to Pandora File, who just joined us in the chat room, and of course Randulo is there. That's pretty much all I prepared for the episode, unless you guys had any questions or discussion for PHPBB you want to type out in the chat room. Okay. If you don't have any questions, then that's just fine. I do want to mention that we'll be having a next episode next week. I will be covering in PHPBB3 all of the new admin settings that are in the new version of PHPBB, which can be very overwhelming. There's a lot there, so come back next week at the same time, 12 noon Eastern, Saturday morning, and we're going to be going through that, taking you on a guided tour through all there, and of course, answering any questions you have. Randula says he finds the captchas too hard to read, and I'm going to say that I can completely agree with you. And there have been, the new ones in PHPBB3. And so the reason that, first of all, there's new ones in PHPBB3 is because the PHPBB2 one has actually been cracked. Yes, there has been one or two users who have found out how you can be able to easily use programming to figure out what those letters are and then be able to crack the captcha on PHPBB2. So there's whole brand new captchas for PHPBB3, and there's a number of ones which have been in discussion, and I have been kind of against the captchas since they came out because I found them very, very difficult to read, and a number of people have been finding them difficult to read, and it's been a very hot topic. I even think that there has been a number of forum topics, and guess what? My mouse just went bad. Guess I need to plug in the backup. But yeah, there are a number of forum topics which have been discussing it and trying to go through the bad captchas, and they are still in beta. That's what I had been told from the team when I was there. They said they're still in beta. They're still working them out, how to get them to work. And so they're going to be evaluating them. They have a number of things out. And actually, I will go over this, that in PHP BB3, they have a complete CAPTCHA settings panel, which allows you to turn on and off various CAPTCHAs, which lets, because there are a number of different ones, they all have different names, they all look kind of different. You can turn them on and off, you can set the amount of noise, you can set the amount of difficulty level to read, and you can adjust it so that it works on your for your forum. So there is going to be able to be good control from the administrators over what CAPTCHAs are available to you, which ones you can turn on and off. And there's going to be some new ones coming out, like some which are going to have like some kind of easy math equation you have to solve. Some which are going to be like a matching. Some which is like, all right, here's grids of numbers, and here's a pattern to follow. Enter the numbers that follow this pattern. So they're still working on it. I will agree with you, Randulo, that the CAPTCHAs are difficult in PHP BB3, and they are certainly working on them, and that's what I have been told. And it can it certainly is possible, if you are an admin, to turn them off. You can even still use the old PHP BB2 CAPTCHA if you really feel like it. So that's my best offer. So I will definitely say that CAPTCHAs, they're just, because, you know, you have these computers which hack, and so they're going to really inconvenience the legitimate users much more than they will inconvenience the computers. It's like trying to deal with pirating music. It's going to, anything you do will inconvenience legitimate users. It will not, and pirates will find a way to get around it. So it's going to be interesting to see. But there will certainly be some new CAPTCHAs which will be revised and work a lot better by the time 3.0 goes final. And all right, so I think that's it for this episode. So as soon as I get my mouse back over here to do the closing music. All right, so I want to thank everyone for coming on to PHP Weekly today. When you came into the chat room. And so I'm going to see you all next week for another episode of PHP Weekly. I'm Douglas Bell, signing out.